94 RM Mobile.
Or CPA Mobile.
Calling station, this is KO4 PXB, also mobile.
Kilo Bravo 4, Charlie Bravo Alpha. KP4 CPA, David, mobile and Taylor's.
Criteria, I've talked to you before. This is Lloyd. I'm also mobile. I'm on the parking lot of 85 heading toward Greenville.
I'm glad it's you and not me. That's all I can say about that. oh, me. I tell you. 85 is just an accident looking for a place to happen. And you just never know what you're going to come up on.
That's so true. This morning when I was going into Spartanburg, there was people literally backed up 3 miles rubbernecking at the accident on the southbound side in Spartanburg, and there was no accident on the northbound side.
I understand why people do that, but, I'd be going so fast that I wouldn't have time to slow down to see what the heck was going on. By the time I saw there was a wreck, I'd be past it, you know, so anyway, but I guess, I don't know, I guess eventually people start slowing down and it just has a, it's what I call the rubber band effect. And you'll go a little ways and then you'll stop, and then you'll go a little ways and then you'll stop. it's really kind of interesting the way traffic moves.
Definitely accordion effect.
Yeah, and that's better, or a slinky or something. You know, if you ever had a slinky and you drug it across the floor and then you watch the back end of it catch up with the front end, and then you keep pulling it, and it'll just keep doing the same thing. But a slinky was an interesting invention because it would walk down steps. That was always neat to watch that.
I had one when I was a kid. I had probably a couple, but kids this day and time frame, they don't even ask for a slinky. They do, it's just to set on shelf somewhere and not do anything with it.
We used to, we used to make some of our toys. We made rubber band guns, we used a clothespin as the trigger. But it was on the back of the gun where the handle is, and when you squeeze the we wouldn't use rubber bands, we'd use like old inner tubes and cut them in strips and wrap them around the end of the gun and then stick the two ends in the clothes hanger clip, and then when you squeeze the handle, it would release the band, and they were pretty doggone accurate too. now they make them, and they make them so they're multi rubber. You can put multi bands on them, and it's really cool. It's on like a star wheel.
Yeah, that'd be pretty interesting to see. You know, one thing that really scares me is, and I'm glad we're not to that age yet, of having flying cars, because people on the road are just already beyond crazy. Just imagine somebody flying and not paying attention.
Let me see what this text is. Yeah, I was asking somebody about that because they there was a guy, he passed away, but he invented a flying car, and it had those enclosed fans with it, you know, one where each tire was, and they were directional, so you could turn them, make them blow straight down, and give you a lift to pick you up off the ground, and then once you got up, you know, above, I guess, the treetop or whatever, you could start angling them, you know, toward the back, and you would start moving forward. And then, depending on what direction you were flying, that was supposed to tell you what altitude to fly at. So, like, if you were going west, you'd fly at 2,000 feet. If you're going east, you'd fly at 4,000 feet or 3,000 or something. And, you know, just stuff like that. So, if that never got off the ground, no pun intended.
Yeah, that's definitely somewhat a good thing. Just imagine people already drive while intoxicated. Imagine them flying while intoxicated, just short of the pilots in an airplane.
For CPA, yeah, it's amazing to hear about that. And I just can't imagine, you know, being responsible for, you know, several hundred people. I mean, some of those airplanes, those big jumbo planes, will hold over 500 people. And flying intoxicated, that just, I don't know. It seems like they'd make them, they ought to make pilots do a breathalyzer or something before they get on the plane. I actually worked on a car, the guy had to blow into a breathalyzer thing, and, car wouldn't start if he was intoxicated. I guess it knew, had some kind of built-in meter or something, and it was hooked up to the ignition system, so it wouldn't start. So, but he had to be in the car, so like he had to sit in the car, and when I drove it into the bay to work on it, and then he could go sit down in the customer lounge, but if I needed to start it up and drive it or just start it up, I had to go get him, and he had to blow into the thing again to make the car before the car would start.
PXB, yeah, I heard something like that a couple months ago where they were talking about it's an Italian car that has the breathalyzer that, because I guess that's pretty rampant over there, that that's pretty much all cars now have them pre-wired in, that in order for them to use the car, that they have to blow into the machine.
Such a bad idea. I do that everywhere. But but anyway, that'd be, I guess that would be difficult to keep clean. I don't know how you would clean something like that. Anyway, well, I guess you're headed home from work, or did I guess wrong?
Heading home, just to the Spartanburg and Greenville County line. If you're on Highway 14, right below the end. Actually, right across from the sewage plant on Highway 14.
We used to live I think it was called Raintree Townhouses. They were on Malden Road, and we had to drive by that sewer plant there at the Malden Road in 85. And, oh, man, that thing was, it was wicked. And, sometimes we could smell it from our apartment, just depending on, you know, which way the wind was blowing. But thank goodness we didn't have to live there a long time.
In today that it's cool and the wind's not blowing, so I don't smell it. And yesterday it was a little bit warmer, and in the morning I definitely got a good smell of it. It was like, which is definitely not a pretty sight.
Do you work HF at the house?
Use this same radio. It's a any tone radio. I just hook it up to a cable antenna that Chad built for me.
Do you get on some of the HF frequencies like 15 through 160 meters?
Ones we're on and the 440 of that no high frequency stuff.
Yes, UHF, VHF, that's what this radio is, FM, 2 meter, 440, and live. I just topped the hill at Haywood Road, and I'm going to turn on the Orchard Drive and traffic coming from the mall is just unbelievable.
Play tennis, but I think you're the one that plays tennis pretty a lot, don't you?
Head at the clubs on Congaree, and it's called the Sports Club, and this is just kind of a cut through. It kind of cuts off the corner, so you don't have to go down Pelham, and it puts you on the Patewood a little further down, and you miss some of the traffic and this, that, and the other. But most of the time, it's a little bit quicker. I don't know if it's going to be any quicker tonight, but I guess that remains to be seen. But anyway, I've got plenty of time to get there because I don't play till 6 o'clock. I always try to leave, you know, and give myself plenty of time because I never know what I'm going to run into traffic-wise. It's only about a 13 to 15-minute drive, just depending on how I hit the traffic lights and the traffic, the amount of traffic.
I used to play racquetball out there, and since I moved away from that area and started working more during the day, it's harder to get there in the evening and play 2-3 hours worth of racquetball.
Yeah, they really go at it. I don't know how many courts they have, because I don't walk over to that section. I just don't have any reason to go over there. But there's always somebody playing racquetball. It's pretty loud, so it's not. It's easy to hear somebody if they're playing, and there seems to always be somebody there. But I'll go in and hit a couple of the machines just to warm up my knees, and especially my knees and my arms for tennis. And then, so that way when I walk out onto the court, I'm not just, you know, walking out cold, completely cold, and my muscles had time to warm up just a little bit. I'm 66 years old, and I'm getting ready to turn 67 here 3 days after Christmas, so I'm not getting any younger.
55 in March, so I've got a little while, and I'm retired military, so I still run Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. I just have to be a lot more careful in the morning because I got my reflective vest on and clothes where they can see me, so they preferably not to hit me.
That's a good idea because, you hear a lot about pedestrians more pedestrians being hit by cars than you used to. And I've noticed on the news that a lot of them take place at the same place at White Horse Road and just around the, how is that? Shoot, I can't think of the name of it. Anyway, golly, it's right below, just north of 123 and on White Horse, and people are crossing, you know, six lanes of traffic and at night, and they wear dark clothes and they get hit, and I think some people actually gotten killed there, and that just seems like a kind of a hot spot for pedestrians. Seems like they need to make a pedestrian crosswalk for them there.
Dick Cheney and shoot the person or a dog.
Well, I tell you, it's something I've never done. I've never been hunting. My granddaddy used to do that, but he didn't live long enough to teach me. He passed away when I was four, so I was a little young to be handling a firearm at that time. But my Uncle Hugh, when he was alive, he took his granddaddy's hunting dog, and I think he was hunting quail, and the dog would flush the quail out, and he would shoot, but he would miss, and the dog would turn around and look at him every time he missed. So, let me let this drop out. And so he, this went on for a good bit of the day, and he never did hit any of the birds, and every time the dog would turn around and look at him, and so he realized it was getting dark, and he thought, well, I better get on back home, and he couldn't find the dog anywhere, and he said, oh, granddaddy's going to kill me if I lose his good hunting dog. And so he couldn't find him, so finally he just had to go home, and the dog was sitting on the front porch waiting for him.
He wasn't going to waste any more time.
He wasn't hitting the stinking bird, so... That dog, he wasn't stupid. He said, man, I'm just wasting my time with this guy. That's probably the way it would have been with me. So, anyway, well, I'm sitting here at the sports club, so I'm going to jump out and be careful out there on 85 and on the rest of your trip home. I think you said you were on, you just gone under 14, so I guess you're still on 85. Anyway, safe travels, and good talk with you, and thanks for the ride along. I'll say 73s, and I'll stick around for your final. This is KB4CBA.
Night trip. I'm approaching the McDonald's right there on the end of Highway 14 at Woodruff Road. So I'll also say 73. Please be careful and have a great day.
CLX Mobile, monitoring.